got anything on my mind.
Oh, there we go. Ladies and gentlemen, Nick Rose Podcast was no longer the Nick Rose Podcast because I have a I'm now co-hosting the podcast with the one and only Tommy Two-Turnt, Tommy T-Bags, Block Captain, Bobcat, Mr. Tom Dolan. Say what's up.
Hello, everybody.
You got it. I want it up. Yeah, there you go. If you're going to rest it on your chest, hello, at least rest it a little higher up there. Thank you. All right. The reason we're doing this podcast together nowadays is because Dolan had this idea that he wanted to make a podcast, and he kept hounding me about it. And I was like, let's get it. I'm in. Got an extra microphone, got the whole setup in the apartment, and then I started to feel like an overprotective girlfriend, and Tom wasn't answering me a little bit over there. And I was like, dude, let's go. Tonight's the night. And he's like, all right, but. And then tonight comes around, and where were you at? What kept happening?
Huh?
We're here now. But so this is what we're going to rock with. Why did you want to... I didn't even ask you this. What is it that really struck you where you keep thinking to yourself, like, I want to have a podcast. Like, dude, we should be podcasting this stuff.
I don't know. Just to try out something new.
Yeah.
Start a project.
Yeah. Well, what's on your mind that, I mean, I know you started saying nothing's on my mind, which is bullshit because there's something always on your mind. But, like, what is it lately that you've been like, we should just have a conversation about this? Like, where are you at? What are you talking about? Where you're like, you know what? I want to record this.
I don't know, man. Why you gotta put me on the spot like that?
Because you're just as involved in this as I am.
I know, but how about you? What's on your mind?
Oh my God, how much time you got? I mean, I've had the podcast. I mean, I don't ever do it that often, but
how was your week,
dude? Don't ask me that. There's a lot of confidentiality with that. We're recording it. We're at a law firm. We got some laws to abide by. But my week has been, this has been one of the most eventful weeks in my career, even though I'm only just started this journey not too long ago. Very fortunate for what I'm going for. It's all happening for me. But it's been nice. I'm in the arena, you know. I'm jabbing away. So it's cool. Every day's different. It's a little nerve-wracking sometimes, but I'm here. How about you? You got a big new job nowadays. Someone's staying around in Philly.
Starting next Monday.
Where at?
We'll talk about that later.
Mm-mm.
I don't want to talk about
that. Talk about it now.
I don't know much about it yet. I got to... Once I get into it, then we'll talk about it next time.
Well, all right, so we graduated in May. And don't know how we both graduated.
Yeah.
That's what we were talking about the other day.
Luckily,
how about that?
I should have never even went to college.
Yeah, I feel you. But, all right, so for the people that don't know you, and Pat maybe joined us at some point as well, because Pat Camilli and I live together. But I want to know, like, I want people to know what you, where you come from. You know, who the hell is Tom? Or something like I was saying this earlier. The original podcast I wanted to make a while ago would be called like, "But What You Don't Know." And basically, I kind of want to pick that up like when we have people on. But it's basically just saying like, "Hey, you know this person as like this person, but like here's but what you don't know about that person is this." And it doesn't have to always be like that deep, but just like about you, where you're from, what you came up with, what your reality was like until like you switched it around. Because with all due respect for how you grew up, it's real different. Like you got. You haven't changed, but you have different outlets that the environments are way different.
Yeah.
The friendships are different. I want to know about that. Like, where you grew up.
Well, I grew up in, like, the Fishtown part of Philadelphia. Now I live in the Brysburg part, right before the Northeast. I attended Franklintown Charter High School.
There you go. With an E. Town with an E.
High school was all right.
Yeah?
Yeah, college was better.
But what was it like? You can't just skip over all those years.
What
was it like growing up in Fishtown before Fishtown was cool?
Before Fishtown was cool? It was all right. It was an average Philly neighborhood. Not how it is now with all the hipsters and nice houses.
Right.
you could find parking on the street. Well, anywhere in Philly, you're not finding parking anymore. But you have all them storefronts, all the restaurants, all the bars. Nothing was there. It was kind of like a rundown neighborhood.
Who was your core crew growing up?
Crew?
And, I mean, everyone always gets asked this, and then they leave some people out. So, like, you know, just vaguely. But, like, who was your squad? Were you and your squad running around? How long were you in that area until you moved to Bridesburg? It's pretty recent, right? Like, not too long ago.
No, not too long ago. I probably moved there when I was, like, I would say, like, 13.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I kind of hung out. I hung out with Franny Han a lot my whole life.
Yeah.
You know Franny Han. Yeah. Good old Franny Han.
My guy.
My boy Bobby. I hung out with like, kids I played sports with a lot.
Yeah.
Not really kids I went to grade school with. But yeah, I played, grew up playing soccer.
Same, yeah.
Football.
Yeah.
Basketball.
Wrestling, baseball. Right? You loved wrestling too. That's
yeah,
like
I wrestled
a weird little passion that you still have. That you
yeah,
follow.
No, I love watching wrestling.
Not weird, but it's just some out of pocket that like people wouldn't know that you get hype about.
No, I do. I think that's like a big thing in my neighborhood. A lot of people in my neighborhood are big wrestlers, and they're actually really good. Like, you know, Joey.
Yeah, yeah.
My boy Joey, he was a state champ, went to wrestle at Cornell. Joe, if you ever listen to this,
Hollywood.
You're a bust. You went to college and bust, the biggest recruiting bust in history.
Oh, my God.
That's as Flo Wrestling would say in their article. Now they actually wrote an article about wrestling bust, recruiting bust, and he was featured in it.
Twitter fingers. He would fuck them all up. It doesn't matter anyway.
He got me last night. Look at my finger.
Oh, my God.
But anyway, I had a couple boys. My boy Bobby was good at wrestling growing up.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know. That's how I kind of started.
So then you moved to Bridesburg when?
When I was in seventh grade.
When did your parents split?
I was young, man.
You were young, right?
I don't remember it at all, yeah.
Because I like I think you have a pretty cool, unique scenario where, like, your step-pop and you are super close. Obviously, your mom's, like, a blessing. But your pop is still involved. You guys all chill. Like, they'll watch their dogs or they'll come to tailgates together. Like,
share,
they're all boys.
Yeah, my parents share dogs. My dogs go back and forth to houses. It's kind of weird. My step-pops always cooks dinner for my dad.
Yeah.
Constantly. Always dropping off food
that.
To my dad's house.
I think that's dope.
Yeah. My dad probably has a key to my house.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, so, like, the relationship's cool.
That's like,
wasn't
that's like
that, but...
Yeah, that's, like, the best possible outcome for...
Yeah.
It's almost like how Will's family is.
Yeah, like, you know I know, what I mean? Like, not this... he maybe came this year, but for holidays, my dad would come up to the house and have, like, Christmas with us and Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Like, just stop in, like... Everything's like fine.
Yeah, it's cool. That's I kind of have that. My stepmom's ex, so like my stepsister's father, like will come for like Christmas Eve or like when we're all swim meets and stuff together. We'll go out to dinner for our birthdays and stuff. It's nice. It's nice to see like, it's nice for a kid have that and not be like having to choose shit
because
you're like, yo, I'm a fucking kid. Like,
yeah, exactly.
That's dope. So you moved to Bridesburg when?
I was like 13.
Gotcha.
I was going into seventh grade. I moved to Bridesburg.
Mm.
I kind of knew all the kids in the neighborhood, so like transition to Bridesburg wasn't bad. I played like sports with the kids before, so started hanging up Bridesburg, and then from there I went to school, Pope John Paul, graduated, and then that's when I started going to Franklintown. I would have went to North Catholic and wound up closing down when I was in seventh grade. That's what led me to go to Franklintown.
That's funny because I should have went to this place called Neshaminy Middle School, which was like across from St. Mary's Hospital, and that was like literally the only time I like was excited about school was that middle school because when I would go pick up my brother sometimes or something like that, like I would go with them or drop them off in the morning, it reminded me of like a Disney Channel middle school, like, you know, like multiple floors, like real big, real, like so much more mature, like a real big jump from elementary school. And it closed like right before. And so we had to choose like either go to this one down the road in a different, you know, area, like where Langhorne would go or like where like Trevo's kids would go, whatever. So then I ended up going to Pequessing. But like, and then everyone meets back up again in high school.
That was like the big thing with Newark Catholic was like everyone from the three neighborhoods where I grew up around. Everyone went there. All it was all guy school, and like I had everyone's families, like members went there. So my dad, my step pops, their family members, and I mean uncles.
How are the sports?
Sports,
like for that school, like do they still, like were they all like following it heavy?
Yeah. We so like
North. I know in like your guys, like some of that like Greater Philly area, like. You know what I mean? Like, the Roman games and shit. Like people, like, just, like, they'll always be connected. They're always hype around that, which is cool, I think. It's nice. It's, like, builds the community. It's like Texas.
Yeah. I know, like, growing up, like, another big reason, like, North was always good at wrestling.
That yeah.
A big wrestling school. Which now in the Catholic League, judges.
Yeah.
It all transferred to judge. The coaches there. But, yeah, so that would have been my school of choice.
So you're in you're at Franklintown, Bridesburg, going through it. My favorite thing ever, and I think it's just going to manifest itself throughout the course of having people on and different conversations we get into, where we end up pulling the childhood stories, because like there's nothing more I love than some of your stories with some of your boys, the shit that you guys would fucking do, man. I mean, that is like the funniest shit to me. Like, just, like, some of those stories of you guys fucking around with people around the neighborhood.
Yeah, we got some...
Reckless young kids, man.
We had some good times growing up, playing some knock-knock, zoom-zoom.
Yeah, I'm talking about the fights and shit, though. I mean, you guys throwing fucking powder over people's, like, kitchens and shit. It's rowdy as fuck, man.
Oh, I never tried doing that.
Oh, okay, yeah. Do the instigation, dude. Yeah, you are the instigation. You like emceeing the beef. You're like piping everybody up both sides, and then you just laugh at everything happening once it blows up in front of you.
Now I look back at it, yeah, I was a little jerk off.
Yeah, still no laugh. Shit. You I still are, yeah.
I try not to be. But, yeah, we had fun in high school, I guess you could say.
At what point were you like... Like, did you, I'm not like, because it's like, you had a different upbringing than me, but like, it's not like we're one, like, that far away from each other. It's not like two completely cultural, like, differences. Like, it's not like you were in, like the ghetto or anything like that. Yeah. So it's not out of pocket for me to be like, we're, like, it's not like college was completely off the table, but like, at what point were you like, you know, I would like to go to college? I mean, I know your family's Penn State people, so that probably put things into perspective for you, right?
Yeah. Well, so growing up, I always used to just go up. My stepdad's a big Penn State fan, always been. Never went there, though, just always been a big Penn State fan. And I used to always go up once a year for, like, probably went, like, less than five times, probably, like, four times. Went up to Penn State games, and it was always the best weekends growing up. Like, I used to go up with all my friends, too, so
yeah,
it was always fun weekends. And then I actually went up my senior year. I had two broken arms at the time, but I had a cast on one arm. They wouldn't give me a cast on the other because you just can't do that.
Yeah.
And Penn State, this is a good memory. Penn State was playing. We used to go up in RVs, so RV trips.
Yeah.
And they were the funnest trips, all guys. Like, and especially my senior year when we went up, so we're just having a good time. We go in the game, and Penn State's playing Ohio State. And it wound up going over, I think, double overtime.
Right.
And they wound up losing, but it was a good game. That's when Penn State wasn't good. That was still when when the Sandusky stuff was still going on.
Yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
So Penn State football still wasn't a big thing at all.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that was, like, one of the big turning points right there of, like, James Franklin's, like, career, like, as, like, him, like, progressing as the Penn State coach, like, getting better. He almost beat Ohio State.
Yeah.
With barely any scholarship players on the team. So, like...
Side note, he went to my high school.
Shout out to James Franklin.
Yeah.
So then, that was a good weekend. And, like, when I was looking at colleges, I didn't really want to...
What junior year? Like, when you were in high school, were you, like, getting your shit done? Because you're like, I got to be good for... Like, I got to get my shit... Like, I got to get myself into colleges.
No, I wasn't even thinking of college.
What were you thinking about?
I have no... Like, at the time, like...
Nothing.
I wanted to go to college, but I wasn't... I always wanted to go to Coastal Carolina. Like, my junior year, like,
shout out to Skeels.
Junior year into like senior year, I wanted to go to Coastal, like,
yeah.
But I know I didn't have the grades. But I visited Westchester and I loved Westchester. So I applied to all like the basic schools.
So places that you either thought were dope or that you've experienced and you're fucking fun. Like, this is where I'm going to try to go to.
Yeah, so
did you have any problems getting into, like, what did you get into? Obviously, Altoona.
I got into Bloomsburg, East Stroudsburg.
So the state schools.
Yeah, they're the only ones I applied to. And Franklintown was known as a college prep school, even though they really didn't.
Same with the Chamonix.
But they really they really did help us out to get us into school, like colleges. So they would have people come in, and the only reason I applied to Penn State in general was because they had like someone come into Penn State, and it was my only application that was for free. So I was like, I'm gonna
do the free. Yeah, because the other ones are like $75 bucks or something like that. Yeah.
And they had someone come in and gave us like a free like access code for the Penn State one. So I was like, might as well. So you got for Penn State, you got to choose two. So I obviously did Penn State main now, and I wasn't going to get in. Just,
and then you do the Altoona because you hear everyone. And it's then, close to there.
Rico, who's still currently at Altoona doing his seventh year. Shout out to Rico. Just kidding, Rico. I'm proud of you.
It's the guy.
Rico was always going to Altoona from the rip. For his major, which he's still
that's
there.
That's why he's there, yeah.
Rico is still at Altoona. Cause
that's the
major.
Thing about what people don't understand about Altoona. Obviously, you can get stuck behind because it's fucking wild, wild west.
Yeah.
But like, even if I pursued just entrepreneurship as a major, they didn't have that at State. They only had it at Altoona, and I'd have to say at Altoona. Yeah. So, like, there's certain things also in the criminal justice area at Altoona. People stay there because, like, they actually have really good programs just at Altoona for those types of things. Like,
yeah, so Rico was going there, and then I wound up getting accepted. And the only time I ever heard of it was because of Rico.
Yeah.
And I just always heard about Altoona, like, being a fun school, like, especially doing the two-for-two. You go there for 2 years, and you go to State for the rest of the two. So then Frame wound up going there, like, they were telling me, they were like, yo, we just need one more person for an apartment at Point. And that's what got me stuck going to Penn State.
Wow.
I wind up, last minute, I decided to go visit it. And I wound up saying, I liked how small it was, like, especially for me. Like, I'm not a big school guy at all.
Yeah.
You obviously all know that. So, that's what got me started on my journey.
That's funny, because, obviously, I mean,
I think that was, like, a week before. There's like a deadline that you had to pick your school.
Okay. So you,
like in April. I think it's like late April. That's when I decided. I was like, I'm going to go to Altoona.
Good. Shit, yeah, because like it's cool. You'll get used to it. I remember, dude, when I went, I mean, high school, I dead ass just thought, yeah, good for it. I dead ass just thought that, like, you just go to high school, and, like, if you graduate high school, like, you straight up get into college. Like, I did not know that you actually had to put in actual work, like, in regards to, like, SAT prep and, like, all that shit. I had no clue. So when it started to come around and people were starting, I started applying, like, to different places. My dad was having me apply to, like, Harvard and shit, because he was like, yo, I mean, some places just have to take people because of their ratio. Like, you could just be that. Like, we just had no fucking clue what we were doing, and I didn't get into anywhere. I think the only place I got into out of high school, the only place I got accepted to was they said, if you come and do well in the summer courses for Shippensburg, we'll think about letting you in, yo. and my dad was so hype, and I was like, thinking about it, because I just did. Oh man, I didn't know what the fuck to do.
Yeah,
I remember how shitty it was. It really clicked in the one that my dad went to, like Siesta Key or something like that, and brought back this long sleeve said Siesta Key University. It's like not even a real thing. It's just like a joke shirt. And that one of the worst days for me was the day that everyone wears their what they picked for college T-shirt.
Yeah.
Senior year. Ugh. God, I wore that T-shirt, Siesta Key University, just to act like I was going somewhere and then make it a joke, because I was like, but I was devastated. I was like, fuck, I fucked up. And I did. I think I got like a, our SATs are at like 2,400. What'd you get on your SAT? That shit's such bullshit.
I got like
it's all fake.
I think I got like a 14.
Yeah, I got,
I think
like,
I got a, like a 13, like 80 something.
Yeah, I got like close a, to 14, I got like a 1250.
Which is trash.
Yeah, I got like a 1250 the first time. Like
my first time, I got the highest, and then after that,
really?
I think my last time, I got like a 1,000.
Wow,
it was trash.
I think my boy Stabby got like a 900 or something like that the one day. It was fucking fun.
You're allowed to take it three times. I took it each. I took it three times, and each time I got like lower and lower.
Wow, I took it. One time I was awful. The second time I got it, I did a little better, but it didn't matter. I had a 1.7 GPA, and I was like 700 at 716 in the class anyway, so it didn't fucking matter. But, yeah, I mean, once I got out of, I mean, you know my little rap sheet, but that's how I got to Altoona is because I was at Bucks, and that's when it all clicked for me. I actually really liked community college, but I was, like, really going through some shit and needed to get the fuck out and just be, like, just change, like just really grow the fuck up. And Drew was like, if you can come out in a year, like you can come live with me. And I was, and that was it. And then we met each other up there.
Yeah,
I don't remember. I never remember how I meet people, but
I remember when we met. We met
really.
Yeah, it was like one of the first weekends in John George's house's basement. There's a party.
Oh, in the Lax house.
Yeah.
Wow. You remember, that's where we met?
Before you launched your website.
Oh, you're for real?
Selling, like, jerseys.
Yeah, yeah.
And shit.
Yep, that's so funny.
Look at it.
Yeah, it's so funny, wow.
Yeah, you sent me the link.
Did you buy something?
No, you have
cheap
any
bastard.
My sizes.
Yeah.
You told me when you get my sizes, you'll let me know.
Yeah, yeah, I'm still waiting
you
on that.
You lied to me. just to get a conversation.
I'm a salesman.
Bullshit.
No, yeah, for a conversation. Then shortly after, we realized that my aunt is your orthodontist.
Yeah. I'll be going tomorrow. I have a doctor.
For real?
I have an appointment tomorrow.
You going to see her tomorrow?
I don't know if I'll see her, but
tell her I said what's up.
Yeah, if I do.
Shout out Aunt Linda. It's my love. That's so funny. So then, yeah, obviously we end up becoming really close friends. I do remember, I mean, there's no need to get into the nitty-gritty Altoona stories, but the... You know, that will come at some point. But when we were choosing a house for state, and I called you, and I was like, yo, I was like, would you want to live with us? And I had the paperwork for you. You came over, remember?
Yeah.
That was, like, one of the first times you and I hung out, like, one-on-one.
Yeah.
And you came over, because this is probably, like, September, early October
early,
or something, because
yeah.
You have to lock it in. And we locked it in, dude. And then we ended up being in the basement together at the house.
Boys.
We got a house with 16 of us, biggest state college house at Penn State that isn't a fraternity. and we had a great, and that's what really, I think, kicked off. I mean, the rest of the year we got mad close, but
especially
that year, you know, junior year was good for us. And then senior year we were neighbors. You basically lived at our crib. You just lived next door.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's crazy. I mean, and obviously now we're always together, but and that's how people know it. But I mean, that's how we really kind of started to hang.
Yeah,
it's crazy how fast that kind of flew by. Thinking about like trying to sell jerseys in John George's basement.
Days.
I didn't even know anybody. I was fucking. I didn't know. Yo, first night at Altoona, right? I get there before everybody, like in my apartment, and my dad drops me off. And I have a couple things, like, for my room, but, like, I've never been to college. Like, I have no idea what to expect. I'm, like, mad nervous. I have no fucking clue what's going on. I got literally boxes of T-shirts that I know I want to sell at one point. I can't figure out how the fuck I'm going to do it. Well, I kind of had a strategy, but regardless, I didn't know anybody. I was real nervous. Everyone knew each other because it's sophomore year. So you guys were all friends with each other. I'm just, like, this random-ass dude coming through. I'm, like, Drew's buddy. And the fucking... I forgot, like, shower curtains and light bulbs. I was fucking, I didn't have shit. But I saw a party going on across the balcony, all these strobe lights, loud music, and it's, like, Pat, Copco, Chris, and Andre's crib. And it's so funny looking back on it now, being, like, that was that place that was bumping. I was sitting there, like, I don't know, nobody. I don't even know what to say to people. I was just waiting for Drew to show up. I was just shadowing Drew right from the start, meeting everybody.
One thing Altoona told me was, like, how to, like, get schoolwork done and, like, how to study. Because before, I never studied once in high school.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I never have either.
I never studied once for a test in my life until college, especially Altoona. Like, I remember just sitting, what was the lib called?
Oh, my God. Hawthorne, maybe?
Nah, that was the main building.
Oh.
Places.
What was the library called?
I forget.
I don't even know.
I remember just sitting up all night.
The lib. I thought we just called it the lib.
Maybe it was just a lib, yeah.
I liked going there because I liked seeing everybody. I wouldn't even get work done. I would just take time away from people trying to work.
I know. That was like a social place.
Yeah,
like
I loved it.
You talk to people more than you study.
100%. It's the story of my life.
Especially when you got them study rooms, you would just fuck around.
Oh, my God. Once you lock one of them down, straight fucking being an asshole in there. Those are good times, though. But fast forward to now, I mean, I know. See, what your major is? Cybersecurity?
Yeah. So my major is called Security and Risk Analyst, but it goes into depth to cybersecurity.
Shout out Shirtless Pat coming down the steps. Yo. Yeah,
you want to say what's up?
Say what's up.
How we doing?
But yeah, so then you get that major, but then
finding a job was tough.
Right.
Just doing the whole interview process. Honestly, like, once I got this job, I finally realized that, like, I kind of, like, wasn't preparing myself hard, like,
for what? For life or for the major?
No, for the interview, doing the interviews. My last interview I prepared for like 2 days. Jack helped me out. Me and Jack, he called me the day before. And,
like, we're talking about this past interview you had like about a week ago.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And like before I went through like probably like 13 interviews.
13?
Maybe like.
Damn.
Maybe even more. Wow. But some of them were like bullshit ones.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Like a lot of contract jobs, which I'm happy I didn't waste my time. Nick's taking a picture. I kind of thought about it a couple weeks ago. I'm like, I'm done wasting my time. Like, I guess I'm just not putting enough effort into it. Which most of the jobs I interviewed for weren't ones I really wanted anyway. So kind of landed this one, and hopefully it helps me out. It's going to be a good like stepping stone for my future.
Definitely.
Especially for experience-wise.
Yeah.
To get a job in cybersecurity, everyone wants experience in IT, and that's something that I didn't have before, because I entered my major my junior year, so like sophomore year is when I kind of started taking the introduction classes and shit.
Right.
But before that, I was undecided. I kind of took a couple like engineering classes.
Yeah, I was the same way. I had like 5 or 6 majors throughout college because
I couldn't, like, I'm a math guy. I couldn't pass math in college.
You're a math guy?
Yeah, I love math.
Really?
I hate doing papers and shit.
See, I don't mind writing as long as I can write what I want to write. That's why entrepreneurial journalism was kind of fun, because I got to do my own shit.
One thing that didn't set me up that I wish that, like, I could go back was, like, in high school, I didn't know. I wish I knew what I wanted to do.
Oh, yeah, prior. But so does everybody. I mean, who the fuck knows what they want to do? Like, come on. Unless you're, like, Bronny. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't know what the fuck you're going to do.
Yeah.
You don't even know what you're going to do tomorrow when you're in high school.
Well, yeah. Altoona math classes were tough.
Yeah, Altoona math. I had stat because of this. I had to change majors so many times because one was the credits from community college, being able to, like, use them. And the second was being able to get a major at state and transfer to state. Those were like, I had to switch so many times.
Yeah.
And I took the fucking, I had to do the, I had to take stat. I took stat with Will. Oh my God, dude. I was.
Stat with Will?
I left my stat final, right? This is literally the last final I have before we're going to state. And I'm waiting to hear if I'm going to get in or not. And because I thought I was getting in when we were going to Cancun for spring break. Yeah. And she was like, you're all good to go. Everything's chilling. Like, you're on track. I'm like, banging, though, going to Cancun. The shit's perfect. Like, and then right before we left, like, I was told, like you didn't get in. I was like, what the fuck? Like, you told me I was good. Like, whatever. So I left the final for stat, and I went right to the library and I emailed my professor, and I sent like a sob story, and like, like, hey, I don't know how I did on that, but like, I really need to see, like, I had like a 68, and I was like, I really, like, you are the one part of the puzzle that will like help me on the rest of my path. Like, I can't be here anymore, like, you know. So and luckily I think I got like an 85 somehow on that.
That's like what kind of happened to me. I had to put, because you can't go to the state on the side of it. So my advisor told me to just like pick up a major, any major that like I could get into.
Yeah.
So I did a hospitality, like I just put it on just to get in the state.
Yeah.
But once I was in, I had to take summer courses. I took them at Bucks County.
I did that too.
I had to take a trig class just because I didn't take it in high school. Just because I didn't take it in high school.
Talk about classes I didn't take in high school, dude. Spanish class in my high school.
Don't get me started. I took Spanish 4 times in college.
So, right, check this, right? I take Spanish, right, in high school, like everyone has to or whatever. I do Spanish 1, and I, like, completely failed the class. Yeah. And when we're taking the final, my teachers go on strike, okay? So, you can. It's the second time they went on strike in this year. It's freshman year of high school. My brother's a senior. The seniors don't have to take their finals because they're on strike. They all pass for graduation, and they get to leave in, like, May. And this is high school. You're not done until, like, mid-June, early June, whatever. And so I was able to – you could end early, take your finals early, and I could go out with him.
Yeah.
And, like, start the summer early, which was fucking dope. You know I was crushing that. And I take my Spanish final, and I'm going to fail Spanish. Like, I don't know any of this shit. And – they call me, and they call my dad and say we lost his final, and I was always like I'm gonna be awful in class, but I always became boys with the like principals and teachers because I was like I only fuck with people, I'm not gonna do this like at all. And they're like we lost the final, but like I know he's a good kid, whatever. Like we're just gonna push him through. We got enough going on. Push me through the Spanish too, and I ended up failing Spanish too, and then that was it. I never had to redo it or anything. Then comes when I get to state, and they're like, you need to do a language. And I ended up basically, like, double minored in Italian. I ended up picking up Italian. I love Italian now.
That kind of happened with me with ending school my senior year. I got the weirdest thing. So a little off topic. Senior year, everyone around the Philly area gets shore houses for a summer.
Yeah, senior summer.
Yeah, so started.
That's not how I had. I had senior week.
Yeah. So senior summer, you rent a shore house with all your boys for the whole summer down Wildwood. And like the kickstart of the weekend is more of that.
Yeah.
So we go down, and we go in my house. My house is filthy, dude. It was trash. So and there's like trash all over. Like so we go with our landlord because we lived next to the gym. He owned the gym. He was in there. We're like, yo, what's up? Like,
yeah. Was it Attila's gym?
Yeah. Fucking jerk off. If you ever listen to this, fuck you. Shouldn't be saying that.
Yeah, well, I mean, you prank call him every day anyway.
That dude's a piece of shit.
Oh, my God. That's legit my gym down the shore, but in Sea Isle. Whatever.
I just had to get that out every time that comes out. But anyway, yeah, so there's like used condoms and shit in my room. So I'm like, dude, you didn't hire anyone to clean our house before we moved in? And, like, he just, like, jerked us off. Like, I'll take, like, money off some. So we're like, all right. And, like, we were just trying to move in. Like, we were all antsy just to – we're already down Wildwood. What are we going to do? Fucking sit in our cars for hours? Like,
yeah.
Fuck it. We just cleaned the house. And I remember just, like, the windows were open. There's no, like, screens. I remember just picking it up. Like, I had, like – I put in gloves. I just launched it out the window. I was like, screw this, dude. But there's like dirty panties and shit and boxers in the room. I was like, this is a disgrace. The mattress was all dirty. So I wound up, by the end of the week, I worked for the Trancor that weekend. Watch the Trancor.
My stepmom used to drive it back in her high school days.
I was driving it.
She drove it off the boardwalk one time and got fired.
I worked there... I think it started Friday night. They made me work a double shift, ugh, which was fine. Like, but it's more than a weekend. The biggest weekend down Wildwood. Just got the house. We were all partying. So I go home. There's a party at my house. And I'm just not feeling good. And I had work again. Like, they wanted me to come in at 9 o'clock. So I just went right to bed. I wake up the next morning, and, like, my throat's kind of hurting. I'm, like, dead tired. So I called them. I'm like, I'm not coming in today. I was like, I feel like I just can't move. Like, my throat's killing me. They're like, we need you. Like, can you at least, like, just sleep it off and come in later? I was like, all right. So I went in that night, like, probably around, like, 5 o'clock. Went in, worked. Went home again, party going in my house. And at this time, it's real, it's cold out down the shore. It's probably in its like yeah. 60s.
Yeah.
With a nice little ocean breeze.
Yeah.
I'm sweating. Like,
that man, sounds normal to me. Yeah.
No, but like sickly sweating. Like my like hair was yeah. drenched. Like, and I just feel like shit. And it's like 1 o'clock at night this time. I just went to bed. I woke up the next day and my throat was just closed. So I wasn't even thinking. And like, I go home, I wound up going to the hospital, and, like, they just couldn't find out what was wrong with me. So I wound up being in the hospital for, like, a week. And school was ending, like, a week, 2 weeks later. We graduated 2 weeks later. So it's, like, the best 2 weeks. So yeah. You get done finals, more day weekend, finals week, and then you bullshit
yeah.
the whole week.
Yeah.
So it's, like, the best week of school. Like,
yeah.
And I
and you missed
go,
it out.
I didn't
yeah.
go back to school, luckily. So I wound up having hand, throat, and foot virus, which babies get, like little kids get.
Sorry.
Dude, I lost like 27 pounds.
Of course you got that shit.
And they didn't, like, I wanted to die, dude. I was like, I don't want to live anymore. It was damn. Horrible. It was horrible.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, it was terrible. And
what was the worst part about it?
My throat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my throat was killing me. My shit was all, like, swollen, and they wound up giving me morphine, and I felt good. That was the only time. This was, like, a week goes by, and then,
yeah.
Like, finally, they found out. They were testing me for, like, mono and stuff, like, couldn't find out what it was. Like, they finally found what it was, and then once they found out what it was, it went away. But, yeah, I remember graduation, the ceremony, I'm sitting there with a cup because I was spitting a lot.
Yeah.
So I had to sit there with a cup and just spit.
That is like, fucking gross.
Yeah, it was so disgusting. Just because, like, what am I going to do? Fuck, keep walking yeah. to the bathroom. Like,
yeah.
It was terrible. I was drenched during it because I'm still sick. I wasn't even going to I don't even want to graduate at this point. Like, I don't even care about the ceremony. But my mom wanted me to do it.
Yeah. I felt the same way about college graduation because, I mean, I guess it was a big deal just because, like we just said, I wasn't really supposed to go. I wasn't planning on going yeah. and doing all this. And so I was, my dad was so adamant about, like, being there and just, I don't know, I guess just needing to see it. But I was just like, dude, I already got a job. Like, once I got a job, I was just like, why the fuck am I here anymore? Like, I am a journalism major, and I'm not doing it, and I already got a job. Like, what the fuck do I got to be here for? But, I mean, it's all good at the end of the day. Went? College?
No, you happy you went to the center?
Graduation? There was a part in it where I was like, it was nice. I think it was kind of like when the parents, like, stood up and clapped or whatever. I was cool. Not for me, though. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I haven't even started yet. You know what I mean? Yeah. You know how I am about that, but, like, it was cool to, for like my grandmom and my, like, I'm the youngest in the family. So, well, I guess now my stepsister is, but she's obviously going to go to college. But like, I was always the youngest and I was always talking reckless, like in a sense of like what I wanted out of life, what I wanted to do, how I envisioned life, real different than everybody else. All my other cousins went to Penn State. My brother went to Penn State and graduated from Rider though. But like, so everyone, that was their path. But for me, it was like, what the fuck's he going to do? Like, you know, So it was cool to like, for my grandmom to see that was a fun part, and for my dad, I know he was proud of me. I was happy to make him happy, but
yeah.
And my stepmom, because she put a lot of investment into me, like those people. That was dope. Besides that, though, I don't give a fuck. Yeah. I'm like, he's like, you want the diploma for the framed it for your apartment? I'm like, keep it, brother. It's all good. I don't want that shit. But I mean, college was great for me.
I felt the same about happened. The ceremony, but I'm happy I went. My ceremony was only like an hour long, too. It went fast.
Yeah.
Like, by the end, I was like, I'm happy I went.
Can you do me a favor and, keep the fucking microphone in front of your mouth? A little bit closer.
I don't want to be too loud.
No, that's how I want it to be, yeah. But you'll realize, just listen to me. It's good. You want, like, a fist length away from your mouth, yeah. Pause. But yeah, I know, right? Yikes. But no, it's dope. And then here we are, man. I mean, pretty fresh now. You're about to start in a week. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
You ready for the grind, man?
I've been on a 6 months vacation.
But what's the biggest fear? It don't matter, bro. Everyone's got to figure it out for a couple. But not everyone can just start right away. But you're still starting pretty early in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah.
But what right now is like the thing that's on your mind the most about the job that you're like.
Whether I'm gonna like it or not, like if I'm like.
Or just about working in general, like that new type of lifestyle.
My whole goal is like I want a job that I wake up every day that I don't mind going to.
Yeah, of course.
Like, I'm in so many group chats, and I always say it, like, they just bitch nonstop about their jobs. I'm like, stop bitching.
Yeah.
Quit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck it. Quit. Like,
yeah.
Just don't bitch in this group chat that I'm in, like, because none of us want to hear about you bitching about your job. And they're all like, shut up, you don't got a job, wait until you got one. Like, no, if I don't like something, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
That's the one thing I hate about a lot of shit, like, in life, like, people just bitch, like, just don't do it or change it. Like,
yeah.
Just change.
Yeah.
Like, it's so fucking annoying when people bitch.
I think
that's my big thing with going in there. Like, I don't know. That's one of the, I just want something that I'm comfortable with that, like, I don't mind.
There's definitely something. There's definitely.
Like, there's definitely going to be days I say I hate it, but I don't want to be, like,
yeah, but
every day, like. Like, bitching, like, oh, my God, I hate
yeah,
this.
I'm talking about, here. Like, listen, you're going to, no one, like, it's life. You wake up not wanting to do things you want to do, but, like, it's good stress
yeah.
when you're happy. That's yeah. something I think you've always been pretty good at is doing things that make you happy. It's, like, the hardest thing for most people to wrap their head around. So for you to, like, always take on every little thing, like, you're always, like, I'm going to go because, like, I want to. Or I'm going to do this thing because I want to. Like, because, and that's dope. Like, and that is what is going to get you those opportunities is that you keep doing that. What do you think? Why is it that you always think, like, initially, like, I'm just going to focus on what's making me happy?
Because it's my life. Like what makes me happy, like, I don't know. Like, I'm not going to, like, especially with what other people think about me. Like, I don't give a fuck what people think. Like. Especially with social media, that's what's wrong with the whole how kids are growing up today, especially kids that are younger than us. Like, people are so wrapped up with what other people think about them and are so, like, worried about what other people think about them and, like, they want to live in someone else's life. Like, I, like, just who gives a fuck? Like,
I will say, though, like, it's human nature to care about what people think about you, though.
I know that, but, like, I'm saying it gets, like, it's a little too much.
No, I know what you're saying.
Definitely, like, I try, like to impress, like, dress and impress, like, try to look nice when I go out. But I'm saying, like, some people try a little too hard. Not with that shit. Like, I'm not talking about dressing up or anything. I'm saying people, how people act. People just show off too much, especially on social media.
Well, I think the problem is nowadays that we changed the whole conversation to being like, don't care what people think. I think it's inevitable to care about what people think, but I think what you do have control over is whose opinions matter in your life. Like, it's inevitable that you're going to care about other people's opinions about you, but you can choose whose opinions matter. That's why I always talk about this, like, quote by, like, A Man in the Arena by Teddy Roosevelt. He talks about, like, basically saying, like, if you're not in the arena, like, I don't fuck, like, don't fucking think you have the merit to talk to me like the way you're talking to me or tell yourself, like, why am I even putting so much energy into someone's opinion who isn't battling the way I'm battling? Like, are you showing up every day, putting in the work, doing what you gotta do, trying to be the best version of yourself? If you're not doing that, then, like, I don't give a fuck about what you're thinking. But if you are doing that, then, like, you have a good crew around you that's doing that, then you care about their opinions because you know that they're telling them to you to make you better rather than to just kind of throw shade or clout or look dope or wear this thing for likes and all that stuff. I'm more worried about, like, what I know my good ass people I fuck with, what they think about me, because, like, I want them to keep me in check. But, like, you know what I mean? That when I figured that out, it made it a little bit more easier to be like, all right, nah, I do care about what people think, but I can choose about whose opinions I'm going to take on and other ones that I'm just going to kind of let fizzle away because, like, I don't really respect your opinion, to be honest with you. Like, you don't get a chance to tell me what you think if you're not also just as a bystander and you're not in the arena with me. But if you're putting in the work with me or you're in it, like in your own realm, whatever that means to you, then yeah, absolutely, I want to hear about what you got to say, and I work towards those people liking what I do because I know that they also have a very good interest in to live a fulfilling life.
Yeah,
that's a whole different thing. Do you feel like you have a lot of good people around you? I mean, I think that us being friends in our friend group is something so powerful with that. But do you think that you're in a good environment right now where you got people that the opinions you do listen to, that they keep you in check and keep you going towards the things you want?
I do and I don't, but like I don't listen to the people that like that try. Like, people always say shit to me, like, especially with like my time off from not having a job. Everyone's like, why don't you have a job? Like, I could easily go out and get a fucking job, but like I want a job while, like I said, something that like I was trying to get a job in my major. I'm not gonna go get a job doing recruiting.
Right.
I didn't go to fucking school to be a recruiter. Plus they make no money. Like, what? And like just hearing like people just always talk about like I got another boy except for Jack that's a recruiter and he says he fucking hates it too. Like,
yeah.
What? I could easily get a job. I'm not just gonna do that. I'd rather sit there and invest my time in getting the job that I want.
Yeah.
Than doing some bullshit and doing that instead of investing my time and trying harder.
And even if you don't get the opportunity of doing that right away, you at least need to start heading in that direction. Yeah. Like, the things you're gonna have to do shit you don't want to do, but like, is it a stepping stone to get to finally doing? Like, are you on that path to doing what you fuck with every day, rather than like, oh, like I just have a job because now I have some sort of income and I now have some sort of merit over people who don't.
No, exactly.
I don't fuck with that at all. That's why I would tell you all the time. I'm like, enjoy yourself, bro.
Just went 6 months without a job because I wasn't just going to get a job just to get one. Like, I was getting a job that I wanted to get a job in. Like, yeah. I wasn't wasting my fucking time. Like,
yeah.
Especially, like, I wanted to do something that I wanted to do. Like,
yeah. What did you want to be when you were a kid?
I wanted to play sports, dude. I grew up playing sports. I thought I was good at the time. Going to Franklintown didn't really help with sports.
Right.
I kind of really gave up on sports in high school. I wrestled for a little bit. I wasn't really good at it. Like, my sophomore year, I was wrestling in a weight class above me, so I was getting trashed by kids. I was weighing like 170 wrestling 220, so like that was terrible. Like, it wasn't a fun season at all. Then the next season, like, I didn't even wrestle because of my grades. I wasn't allowed to. And then my senior year, I had two broken arms for like the beginning of the season. I was just like, there's no point even.
Yeah.
What am I gonna pay the money?
What when you were a kid?
But like growing up, like I wanted to play some. I love playing football, and that's what sucks. Like I didn't have a high school football team. Like, I say that all the time. Like, I really wish I did. Like, even though I'm undersized and stuff, I probably wouldn't.
That's
something that
high school ball's dope.
I wish I could go back and like went to a high school that had football and like play football in high school. Like, you know what I mean? I love watching college football and shit. Like,
yeah.
Like, football is my...
When you were a kid or even not even just as a kid, right now, like, what is it that you... Like, let's say you're a year into your job. You're liking it. Right, and your days are pretty much like, not every day is the same, but the time frames are the same. Like, you kind of go to work at this time, you come home at this time, you do these types of things on the weekends. Like, what do you think in your mind right now, or where you want to go get to a place where you can do certain things that sometimes you see people doing them or you know about them and you're like, one day I want to get more involved in like doing that, like for myself. Like, what is it that you love to do or that you hope to do at one point that like would make you happy when no one's around and you were doing it? You know what I'm saying? Like, for example, I just bought like a film camera, like a 95 film camera from Japan. I've always like loved photography and filmmaking. That's why I took that documentary filmmaking class, because I enjoy that. And I've always just came up with like reasons why I shouldn't. And now I'm just like, I'm doing it. Like, it gives me something when I'm away from, even though I love what I do and who I do it with, it makes me even more excited for when I'm not doing it, or even when I can combine the two. But it makes me so much more excited to just kind of like, I don't know, like when you're doing those things, you don't really think about anything else. Like you're almost like a little kid skipping a rock again or something. Like what do you think that is for you? Or what? Or thinking about it now for the first time, like what do you think comes to mind?
No, like I'm about to like start a new project once I get settled. But like I like just got a new, like, I got like an old computer. And I want to build a computer, like especially just to like teach myself and help me and with like with my like work. Like
yeah,
I never did that before, and that's like every interview I had so far. They're like, "You ever build a computer before?"
I'm wow.
Like, no, I never did. And so I finally got an old computer. I need to get some more parts, but yeah, that's what I want to start working on.
That's cool.
And then that's just something on my free time. It would kill time too.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What else am I doing during a week now?
That's cool though.
But yeah.
I know that.
Yeah.
I think it's important for people to have that thing, you know?
And after that, I want to start learning more code. Because if you know code, that's where all the money's at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you want? What is it when you're like an old head? And if you were to look back, what are the things that looking back, you could say, like, I know I'm going to do some of these things just because when I'm at that age, I'm going to, it's going to kill me to not know what happened if I just tried it. Like, we're 80 years old on the beach chilling, and we're talking about things that we did. Well, it's, like, one thing that, like, if you didn't get the chance to, not if it worked out or not, but just, like I did the thing. Like, I at least I know what happened.
Yeah.
What's, like, something where, like, that would cripple you if you didn't know what, like, the outcome would have been, like, whether it was successful or not? Because I guess it is successful if you got to try it.
I don't know.
It could be. It doesn't have to be a thing you do or whatever. It could just be anything, like, accomplishment. Places, people, anything.
I want to travel more. I definitely want to go over to Europe. I never really travel. The only places I've been to are Punta Cana and what do you call it? Punta Cana and
Cancun,
yeah, and Florida. Like, but like, besides that, I want to go over to Europe. Like, I want to travel more.
And
like, I feel like we're young still, but time's flying, dude. Like, I think about it all the time when someone says your age, and I say 21 by accident. Like,
yeah.
Not realizing, like, I'm 23. Like especially when bouncers are trying to, like, really catch you off guard to see if it's really your ID. I'm, like, 21. They're like, well, it says you're 23. I'm like, dude, like, I don't think.
That's funny.
Especially, I just turned 23.
Yeah.
And, like, for instance, I'll say 22, and they're like, you're 23. Like, my baby, my birthday's, like, it's another day. It's not a big deal, like, when I turn 23, like. You know what I mean?
I do. It definitely feels weirder for me to be 22.
So like, I do, like, I want to start traveling more. And that's
good.
Yeah.
It's
good. That's my main thing, because I love seeing, like, new places.
Yeah.
Like, when we went down D.C., like, you know, like, I wanted to move there right then and there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we got pretty close to moving to Cali before I started to get things figured out.
I want to go. My barber tells me every single time, he's like, because he's from Cali. But he says,
so it's mine.
He tells me, he says, you gotta go to San Diego. He said, dude, so laid back, so chill.
Yeah, I've been there. It's nice, man.
Yeah, I want to go so bad.
Yeah.
I've never been to Cali. That's why I'm like, everyone's always like, when I used to say, yeah, let's just move to Cali, they're like, you ever been there? I'm like, nah. They're like, well, you should go, like, test it out first. So I'm like,
yeah, it's right? Definitely something.
You're right. Because I've never been there, and it's far. It's
I mean, like, we were, like, thinking about, like, just, like, working at a surf shop or something, and, like.
I would be down.
Yeah.
Like, if we were with other people, but, like, to do it by myself.
Yeah.
Like, well,
here's what fucks me up about that kind of stuff is that I said this to you in my deciding factor to not. Because at first you say to yourself, oh, you're so young and you could just go do this for now and then you could start your life at 24 and then you're still really young and whatever. But at the same time, I was like, yeah, but every time I go somewhere and I can't. Every time I go somewhere and I can't live the lifestyle I want to live, I don't have fun. I will, like when I'm in Cali and I'm on that fucking celebrity bus tour looking at houses in Beverly Hills, I want to, like, throw up. I'm like, this isn't fucking fun. Like, I want you to look at my house.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And not necessarily, but, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
nah,
or even, like, when people, I remember we got, maybe Pat and I were talking about this before in college, but. They were like, yo, by the time we graduate, like a year after, we should all plan a Vegas trip. And I was like, don't even bother calling me. Because, like, I don't want to go there until I can fucking walk right the fuck in, pay for everybody, have the best experience. Like, I don't want to be waiting in line, watching people walk past me. Fuck that. What am I doing? Just to post a picture saying I was in Vegas?
Yeah.
And, like, then I come home and I can't get fucking dinner? Yeah. Like, come on. That's stupid. So that's why I realized, like, all right, let me get after it now, because instead of going there and having that little bit of freedom for now, I could put in mad work early and actually have that freedom forever and also give it to other people forever. And that, I mean, that's what probably held me back. Not held me back, but stopped me from going. And I think it's the right decision because I'm having the time of my life right now.
Yeah. No, I agree. Especially out there.
Yeah. It's different.
No, but I do want to, I said that all the time, like, my first trip, my first, like, vacation is going to be to San Diego, even if I go by myself.
Yeah.
I'm going there.
That's cool.
I'll have to wait a couple months, but.
It's nice.
Maybe a whole year, but I'm going.
Yeah. What is it that you want to, I know I asked you this a little bit earlier, but, like, moving forward, I mean, what types of things you want to do with this podcast? Sky's the limit, man. I mean, we could literally, we're in the driver's seat.
I want to have people on. I want to have them, like, tell their stories.
I agree.
Different shit.
I agree.
Whatever. Just, they could rant. Like,
yeah, 100.
The whole fucking 4 hour. Whatever.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then we just go and talk about our, you know what I mean?
Our perspective on things. Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
I think
feedback.
It's,
like,
I agree. Yeah. I definitely.
I feel like we know plenty of people that would come on and just talk. And like I said, like, this is just something to do. Like,
yeah.
It gives us something, like, fuck it. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're just doing it.
Yeah. I agree. I was thinking about this earlier because you kept hounding me about, like, what are we going to say? What are we going to do? What are we going to call? And I was like, just fucking hit record and we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
And because, again, like, who do we, like, it's not like we're here to become,
it's like a little
podcast
hobby.
Masters.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just, like, if we're going to get to a point where, like, we have good people on, sometimes it's deep conversations,
like,
sometimes it's funny, sometimes it's just us.
Like,
yeah, sometimes maybe
no
we just
one,
send it in the group chat.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Who gives a fuck? Even though it's on, like, Apple or whatever, like, it's not, like, you know,
like,
whatever.
I don't care if no one listens.
Right,
to
this
it,
isn't like, to, like, make the best podcast. This is just to, like, do something cooler with the people, especially, I think, this is what was in my mind, is that, or what is in my mind, it goes back to that point of, like, but what you don't know is, instead of, like, building a community around a podcast, I think everyone wants to, like, start a podcast and have a following on the podcast, and then they want to, like, run ads and cash out and be like, yeah, quick, easy way to make money. I think what's going to be really cool...
I am trying to cash out, though.
No, oh, okay, yeah.
I anyone trying to Venmo.
Why don't you start your first day at work first, pussy? The thing that's on my mind with now all this is, like, if we could bring different people on from different environments that went through different things, obviously, because everybody's different, then we'll get to a point where we don't even need a following. We can just have their friends. Like, it would be cool to have little communities listen from time to time.
Yeah.
Like, so, like, let's say we bring somebody on, and then, like, obviously they, like, post, like, yo, I was on this podcast, whatever, and, like, with my buddies, and then, like, their friends listen to, like, their story and stuff because they can relate from the childhood and from growing up in that area, and their friends are a part of their journey and their family or whatever, and then the next person's different. And then if we retain some people because they like to, they just kind of like hearing about different people and hearing our perspective on things and whatever. But I think the cool part is going to be to continue bringing our friends on and people that we know, not even that we both know,
yeah.
You know, and just kind of like let, it's nice to talk, you know, it's nice to have the spotlight. And so I think it's cool if, like, we can chill here in my apartment and let somebody...
Like you said before, like, we're just having a conversation and it's being recorded. Like,
right. And we always would say, like, damn, we should have recorded that.
Yeah.
And so sometimes I'm going to get on... Like, if this was a whole different platform right now...
We're sitting here watching the Cowboys versus the Rams.
Exactly. And, like, if this was a whole different vibe right now, I would be...
Penn State.
I would be going off. Yeah, I don't give a fuck about this shit anyway. You're watching the game. I don't give a shit about this. Especially these teams. But I like, there's stuff on my mind right now because of the week. Like, you're asking me my week, like, and shit.
Yeah.
But, I mean, damn, like, the shit that's on my mind right now. Did you see my tweet last night? I went off at, like, 1:30 in the morning. You were probably,
like,
drunk
said,
as fuck.
Like I said about the whole, like, people try to. I barely go on social media. I don't use social media at all.
See, I like it. I like building little communities.
I just don't like it because I feel like
so many people are so fake on there. Even people I don't even know.
But there's also real people.
But like just shit,
you could
like,
just pass it. You just pass it by.
I know that, but I'm just like, dude, I don't even care. Like, that's why I never post anything. You go on my Twitter, I haven't posted shit in a week, like, because I don't care to post shit. Yeah. The shit I do post is so fucking stupid. Like,
I'll post something
so dumb. Like,
yeah,
people are probably like, why is this dude tweeting this? Like, I don't.
You guys just fuck.
Don't give a shit. Like, yeah. Like,
I went off. Sometimes I go off. Sometimes I just start thinking about things. So I just start tweeting. I've been
using Facebook a lot.
Yeah, well, yeah, Facebook's big time.
Articles. I did it in college, too, so.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said it a lot, but, like, I always did.
You like social media. You just don't care about the bullshit part of it, which is fine.
Yeah, but, no.
But we need to utilize it. I mean, this is social media. Social media is just a platform. It's just a pipeline for people's attention right now.
Yeah.
It's not just about Instagram or some shit.
I feel like too many people try getting clout off it, and which
that was definitely me, dude. Before
I don't care, do your thing, but like
you know what happened to me though.
Just don't act fucking different, and then in real life be a fucking nerd. Like,
yeah,
well, act the same person. If your goal act like how you do on social media, act like that in real life.
Yeah,
I don't give a fuck.
I think that's like, big time. Is that like. No matter where you're at, whether it's work, hanging out, no matter what the setting is, like, you're always going to get us 100%. Like, and before, and the only reason I can do that now is because growing up, I was always trying to be, like, people liked me because I was really good at getting people to like me. Like, I was being, like, a likable guy to each environment. And then now I'm like, I still respect people, but I'm like... I'm at the point, like I say to you all the time, it's a privilege to be around me. And that's not a dickhead thing to say. I'm saying that because I put a lot of like love and time and support into the people around me. And it's a lot of energy. I like really dive deep into that shit. You know how that was in college, making everyone say love you when they leave and put your phones in the middle. Like, I'm very into that. Like, let's have a conversation about this thing or that thing. We get real fucking into that stuff. And I think it's like, you know, whatever. But I used to be so heavy on that. And when I went to California, actually, after I went to Firefly and I went to California, I know exactly who it was, but I was talking with somebody and then I got, fuck you. And I got like dropped out of nowhere. And I realized I was like at the dock in Sea Isle before I went to this Firefly. Don't start thinking about who it is. I went to the Firefly and went to Cali. You do. But, I posted a picture, and I realized it was a beautiful, like, moment, like, what I love. And I was just looking to see if they seen the Snapchat.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I'm about to be going and having, like, the summer of my life right now, and I just deleted it all. And that was the best thing ever, because once I got it back, I was like, I don't need to keep everyone up. Now I just posted because I just like photography, and I also like to say, I like to break stigmas. That's something I would also like to do with this platform. Is anytime I get to speak, I like to get out in front of like the stigmas, just because like we all feel the same things. We just don't say them. Like we're not just telling each other like exactly what we actually fucking feel in that moment. That's what drives me crazy. And I did that forever. I used to just not say how I felt, and it drives you fucking crazy, dude. So now I'm all about that. Like, I'm just like, I'm going to tell you exactly how I feel right now. And not in a dickhead way. Like, just like more in the genuine aspect. Like, hey, I really like you. I really like spending time with you. This is really good. Like, whatever. I think that's so much better. But, yeah, that made me realize, like, social media.
Yeah.
Stop doing the cloud thing. Because for a second, I was trying to be the entrepreneur guy on there. With the t-shirts and the talks and shit. And that was a little out of pocket. I remember Gary Vee said something like, if your Instagram bio says entrepreneur or something like that, and mine did, I went on and deleted it. I was like, oh, shit. I look like an idiot. But, yeah, that'll be the plan, man. I think that'll be the plan is have people on, you know, from time to time. We'll just be chilling and having conversations about certain things that are on our mind. And we'll get better at it and better at it, and this will become more smooth and stuff. But having people on is going to be dope, especially if there's some of my friends or some of your friends because, like, I can control. I'm more curious about your friends because I may know them pretty well, a lot of them now, and vice versa. But, like, you don't know them. Like, you don't know, like, what brought them here. And so, like, it would be cool to learn that about 100%. Them, especially because I fuck with like all those people that come to mind right away, guys and girls too. Yeah. Definitely gonna get mad girls on here because women's perspective is key. I love that. I want to get all of them.
Yeah, for real. No, I agree. I totally agree.
That'll be the move.
Yeah,
cool. All right. Well, this is good enough for now.
Wrap it up.
Yeah, man.
All right.
Tell the people how you feel. No, I'm kidding.
What's the wrap up song? You ready for it?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6ers. I'm kidding. All right, thanks, Dole. I appreciate it. Yeah, maybe next time. No, definitely next time. We'll get somebody on like real soon.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Maybe even before Christmas.
Yeah,
we'll get somebody over here maybe this week after work or something like that, or next weekend or something, and get to know them a little bit more.
Yeah,
get to hear what they have to say about certain things and what made what got them here. And who knows? No, I agree. Who knows what will happen?
All right.
All good.
Till next time.
Peace.